Hi there, I'm just going to do a quick audio boo review of the place we went to for our team passing out parade, if you like. We just qualified as new receptionists working at the University of East London, and to celebrate, the university took us out for a game of bowling, which I didn't do too badly at. Not the greatest of starts, but we got better towards the end. I got a few strikes, randomly throwing the ball at what I hope would be the centre of the lane, and sometimes even was. However, what you're probably more interested in is the food. The food is typical American diner fare. So we're talking things like lots of chicken, wings, buffalo wings, hot wings, bits of chicken goujons, that type of thing. There's also various breads on the starter menu, various variations of garlic bread and chili oil type things added. There's steaks on the main menu, and there's also tons and tons of burgers on the main menu. As you might expect in an American diner, it's typical American food, basically. I mean, it's all good stuff. The thing I had, and most people had burgers, and they seemed to be quite happy with those. Umming and ahhing in a sort of generally happy sort of way. Nobody yet complained and said their food was bad, which is good, because there was eight of us, and there's plenty of scope for eight people to whine about the quality and the taste. I had the chicken fried skirt steak. Now, I've never had chicken fried steak before, and it's essentially, well, what chicken fried steak is essentially a steak covered in a southern fried coating and fried in the same way that a southern fried chicken would be fried, which I think it comes from originally Europe. It's Central Europe. I think it comes from the Wiener Schnitzel, Germano-Austrian fodder. It didn't really taste like a schnitzel to me. The coating was crispier. It tasted the texture of kind of burnt chicken skin or well-done chicken skin. It was really nice and crispy and had a slightly sort of spicy, herby sort of taste, just like you would expect from southern fried chicken. But it wasn't that kind of gluey, floury coating you sometimes get on southern fried chicken. It was crispier than that, and it tasted all the better for it, actually. The steak itself was kind of tender, large, fat, you know, thin steak but long. The chips were coated in some fried coating, quite thin chips, typical American fodder. I think they were probably out of the oven, but they tasted nice enough to me. A little bit of salad garnish and something called, I think, white gravy is known, which is a thin, gloppy mayonnaise, which just makes the chips that much soggier and a bit more sort of easy to swallow, really, less dry. That came to £14 for the steak. I had a starter which was, oh, that's worth mentioning, actually. I had duck chimichanga, which is basically duck, very, very thin duck spring rolls with a little bit of spicy, tangy salsa dressing, salsa sauce, which was more like the consistency of Chinese hoisin sauce, sort of slightly gloopy and sticky. Yeah, really quite pleasant, that, actually. And that came to, that was £8, though, because it was quite a pricey starter. It's £6, I take it all back. Still quite expensive, though. As I said, the steak itself was £14. The burgers are about £9. The starters are about up to a fiver, or £4.50 to £5.50, something like that. I wasn't paying for any of this, so I didn't know what the bill was. I had a beer and a ginger beer. Most of us had one alcoholic and one soft drink each. And that was it. I'd say the whole thing, I'd give about 7 out of 10. A little bit on the pricey side. I'm glad I wasn't paying the bill, and if I had been paying the bill, I would have been a bit disappointed by the size, really, because of that kind of price. American fodder, I'd expect something like Buster's in Northampton, which really does deliver the goods in terms of weight and quality. It's a very good restaurant indeed, but I'll review that somewhere else. Buddies, sorry, not Buster's. So overall, not too bad, but I'd expect more on the size, really. Bowling experience was pretty good. If you want a nice out with a bunch of sighties, it's a good way to spend it. If you can bowl yourself, and if you can't, well, you probably won't enjoy it that much, really. But you might enjoy the food anyway. All right, that's me signing off, and hope you enjoyed my boo. See you later. Bye.